Blog Talk Radio. Consciousness. We are your source for hope, conscious solutions for these tumultuous transitional times. When humanity surges with uncontrolled uncertainty, doubt, and fear, you find your solutions here. Hi, folks. This is Carol Ann Parisi. You ever ask yourself, gosh, is this all there is to life? Is it not everything you want it to be? What am I here for? Isn't there more to life than this? What's going on? What do I have to do to make these changes, these transformative changes? What are my solutions to create my ideal life? Well, guess what? Your ideal life is waiting. It's time. It's time to awaken consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to go from transition to transformation and set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life. So let's together discover our destiny and purpose. If you're a freedom-loving soul, you are in the right place. We are giving timeless principles that help entrepreneurship, holistic health, wellness, fitness, body, mind, and spirit, law of attraction. It's all right here with this Awaken Media event at Awaken to Empowerment. So this is Carol Ann. Hope you all are doing well. Hope that everybody has actually gone ahead and taken some time to get that Four Agreements book, and let's just go over the agreements, because I'm really finding it to be totally transformative in my life and my attitude, especially in dealing with others. I mean, this is definitely a human relations book, so be impeccable with your word to yourself and to others. If you say you're going to do something, do it. If you say you're going to diet, go do it. If you say you're going to work out, do it. If you need coaching, go get it. So be impeccable with your word. And speak with integrity, say only what you mean what you say, and avoid using the word to speak against yourself, to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. So, and don't take anything personally. Remember, nothing others do is because of you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality. It's their own dream. When you're immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be a victim of needless suffering. Number three is don't make assumptions. You know, the good old story of assuming. Don't make an ass out of you and me. So it says here, find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. And you know what? Questions are so huge. Ask better questions, deeper questions. Keep probing. And it also says communicate others clearly, so you can avoid misunderstandings. And sadness, drama. Drama, drama. No time for drama. I mean, no more drama queens. Just get rid of all the negative energy. Because remember, we are all energy. And we talked about that yesterday. We did that great energy subconscious reprogramming yesterday. And then always do your best. So your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you're healthy as opposed to sick. Under any circumstances, just simply do your best. And you will avoid self-judgment, self-abuse, and regret. So just always do your best with what you have for that moment. And, you know, and hopefully everybody has been taking some time to visualize and create that ideal life. It is just so important that we do that. It's just so time. Our ideal life is waiting. It's just right across the. It's just right across our own imagination. You know, so just if anybody is plays lotto, I think the lotto today is like 200 million. Now, take that number and start imagining. And if that isn't inspiring, imagine what you could do with that money, what you could do for yourself and for your family and those you love, and how, what kind of outreach you can have for social, real social justice, where you could help people. I mean, it would be just amazing. So hopefully somebody on that's on this radio show, that listens to this radio show, will manifest one of these winning lottery tickets for themselves. But, I mean, I've heard the lottery destroys more lives. You've got to be the person anyway. You've got to go ahead and tap into these principles, or money could actually screw up your life, because money only makes you more of what you are. So you want to be the change you wish to see in the world. You want to be open and happy and loving and giving. You want to be impeccable with your word. You don't want to take anything personally. You don't want to assume anything. And you always want to do your best. So that is the summation. Now, I actually am reading something here from something called a positivity blog, and it's about Andrew Carnegie. And Andrew Carnegie was an immigrant, poor, in the turn of the century. And I find his story to be so compelling. And here's his four tips for massive success. Aim for the highest, he says. You could not push anyone up the ladder unless he's willing to climb. In the late 1800s, there lived a very rich man. In fact, he was so rich, he is now considered the second richest man in history. And at least, as I remember, he became an inspiration for Scrooge McDuck. I have no idea who Scrooge McDuck is. His name was Andrew Carnegie. You may have heard his name before if you read the classic personal development and mid book, which we just tap into all the time here on our program, Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. Yes, it was Carnegie that gave the author Napoleon Hill the assignment to interview hundreds of wealthy people about success. And those interviews became a foundation for the book. Here are Carnegie's four tips for massive success. Pay attention to the more important things. Says, as I grow older, I pay less attention to what men say. I just watch what they do. And the author writes, this is one of my favorite quotes at the moment, and I have to agree. I pay less and less attention to what people say, because in the end, what someone does is more the most important thing. Talking is easy, but walking the talk is harder. And walking it consistently, even though you fall, slip, backslide, go back into those old habits, make mistakes, it's a huge part of success. And yes, absolutely, you got to walk your talk. It's called being impeccable with your word, doing what you say, saying what you mean. That's just life, okay? Now, talking and discussing what you want to do can be very helpful. But at some point, you also must follow up and take action, and you must take massive action. It's the only way to move forward is to take focused, determined action. And it's not a good way to see people in a clear way. It's also a good way to look at yourself more clearly. Yeah, you know what? Self-retrospect is very delicious. You could tell yourselves and all, you know, and others all kinds of things all day, but what you are actually getting done shows a lot about who you are right now and what your future will look like. So make it fun and make it light. You know, if you love what you do and you're having fun with what you do, you never have to work a day in your life. We've had that discussion on this show before. So if you could really tap into what you love, if you love to dance, become a dance teacher. If you love to teach, become a teacher. If you love to garden, become, you know, a gardening master and help people and teach classes. We all have something to contribute with what we love, and to get paid for it as a bonus. I've been very blessed my whole life. I've very rarely worked. In fact, I hated working. I worked at a bank, and I hated it. I liked the people, though, so that was the fun part. But make it fun, make it light. There is little success where there is little laughter. If your life is striving for success and becomes a great big struggle, it'll be very hard to keep it up. If you want something bad, it is very easy to overread or overthink that thing. It seems more complicated in your mind, and it also becomes heavier. What may have been a pretty straightforward in real life becomes this huge struggle. Where you are Rocky Balboa taking slow, painstaking steps uphill against horrific odds, yep, it's real inspiring things as you struggle as the heroic underdog. It's also a great way to make things so much harder for yourself. It's you putting up imaginary obstacles in your own mind that aren't even there. So just let the stuff go. Simplify your life. Don't overread, overthink things. Don't assume anything. Don't let what other people say or think about you. It's not your business. Don't make it, just make a habit of keeping things fun and be positive and keep forming positive relationships and keep thinking positive thoughts about yourself. Hopefully we all woke up this morning and did our few moments of gratitude and then started with our vibrational energy, subconscious reprogramming to just be positive about everything. Always look at that glass half full, because there's only two ways to go. You could either be positive about a thing or negative about a thing. You can't be both. And, there's a biblical scripture about duality, that negative duality. So be positive and then be persistent. Don't spread yourself too thin. So many of us entrepreneurs try and do 20 million things. And yes, I get the whole concept of multitasking. Carnegie says the men who have succeeded are men who have chosen one line and stuck to it. So many times we start things, and I'm totally guilty of this. And sometimes you do have to walk away. Sometimes you need to know when you pack up your toys and walk away, because that's empowerment right there. I mean, I was doing a lot of political work and political things, and politics is really, truly Dante's ninth level of the inferno. It's Dante's ninth level of hell. Everybody eats each other. Not everybody, okay? People that are just have a passion and a purpose and are really more mission-driven than driven by their own messaging and money-driven in politics. I mean, it's just, I had to get away. I had to go away. And I love America. I love freedom. I love liberty. I am a true, heartfelt, American dream believer. I do believe in making America great again. But you know what? We Americans are great. We are great because we're a country that believes you could come from anywhere and anything. Like this Andrew Carnegie, he came from Scotland. He was poor. He's the epitome of the American dream. He worked hard. He was committed. And he was persistent. And he did not take no for an answer. I think he's the one who said he spent his first part of his life making money and the second part of his life giving it all away. Now, how cool is that? Could you imagine what you could do if you, besides taking care of your family, could you imagine the impact you could have? I mean, I'm looking forward to someday coaching people to excellence and teaching people en masse these principles, because they work. And if we can get into the inner cities, but we got to be persistent. So he says, how do you never get much done? Well, one good way is to spread yourself too thin. You can't spread yourself too thin. You get super enthusiastic about something, then you get deflated. You get emotional backlash and start to feel negatively that you're so pumped up. This is where the subconscious mind stuff really works, because if you focus on your goal and your commitments, you're not going to have time to focus on your faults and the negative things, okay? Things are simple, but things aren't always easy. It's simple. The principles are simple, and they're true. So just go ahead and stay persistent. Take action. Do what you love most, and stick with what you're doing. And truly, if you stay doing what you're doing and do the grind, eventually things will come your way, especially if you're visualizing and you're putting the right vibrations out there. Motivate yourself. It's your choice. So he says motivate yourself. People who are unable to motivate themselves must be content with mediocrity, no matter how impressive their other talents. Carnegie really believed in self-reliance, and that was the old school way. That's where I, you know, got off in the politics bunny hole. But we're becoming a society that, first of all, projects blame on other people. Well, it's your fault, it's the government's fault. First of all, it's not the government's obligation to take care of anyone. Okay? Yes, the poorest and the most people that are physically or mentally not capable, you know, there's a heart of humanity of love that we have to love each other and help to take care of each other. But why does it have to be government that has to do it? Government doesn't do anything efficiently. We can empower our society and ourselves by being the ones to go ahead and do things for others. I mean, think of all the foundations people can start that can help homeless people or educate young kids, get them out of the city, the inner cities, with that mindset of gang and poverty. You know, I believe our inner cities are impoverished because it's a mindset. It's a generational mindset that, like we were talking yesterday, we have to reprogram ourselves. And if we could sociologically, I guess is the word, reprogram ourselves, it'd be great. I mean, I'm really frustrated. I keep hearing, you know, resist, resist. You know, hello? What we resist persists. If we just let it go and acceptance, there's freedom. It is what it is. Let's move forward to do better. So motivate yourself, and you're the only person. See, we need to get back to this good old time of where self-reliance, self-accountability, self-responsibility, those are the keys to greatness. And you know what? You become that person. And I truly believe the universe, God, will send the right people into your life to help get you to the next level. It has happened in my life on more than one occasion. I am totally blessed. But I've done things I never thought I could do, and I just got out of the boat. I just did them. I persisted. I prayed. I didn't give up. I got determined, and I'm the kind of pistol that somebody says I can't do something. I'm like, okay, game on. Watch me. Okay, so... But that's the kind of attitude we all need. And I truly believe that, you know, we could totally create our ideal lives. Remember, the only person who is always with you is you. So wherever you go, there you are. Just motivate yourself. Reprogram yourself. Listen to Blog Talk Radio that's empowering and inspirational. Don't hang out with negative thinkers. Get with the right group of people. Make create that mastermind vibration, if you will, and then reprogram your mind for excellence. You can do all things. You are amazing. There is so much, and keep sending those positive vibrational energies out to yourself, and be emotional about it. Be emotional about how awesome your life is. Create that ideal life. So let's go over really quick the four steps to success, and real quick, we're going to just do them really quick. Pay attention to the more important things. Keep the main thing the main thing. Make it fun. Make it light. Do what you love, and you never work a day in your life. Be persistent, and don't spread yourself too thin. Focus. Focus. Don't let people distract you from your destiny. Don't distract yourself from your destiny. And motivate yourself. It's your choice. It is your choice to just say, you know what? Yeah, I had a road bump. Something went a little goofy. Just keep moving forward. You can do it. It's all inside of you. It's amazing. It is amazing what you have inside of you. So hopefully that helped a little bit. And I'm not, you know, doing too many books right now. But hopefully that was a, you know, a little bit of empowerment there for you. Just love the law of attraction, you know. Don't doubt yourself, okay? And, I mean, money is a great thing. If you can't pay your bills and you're always poor-mouthing, I'm just so tired of people poor-mouthing, well, I can't afford it. Well, you know what? Really? Okay. I mean, I had someone offer money on a house that I'm managing, and they I just can't afford that. I'm like, well, then maybe it's not for you, but you keep telling yourself that. I don't need to hear about it. So, you know, money does not make you immoral. Having money is a great thing. We've said it on this show. We've said it on this show before. money only makes you more of what you really are. So, you know, there's so many great success keys. I'm not going to be on too long today. Let's go through some Think and Grow Rich. You know, we're talking about seedlings yesterday. Dreams are the seedlings of reality. Well, so are your thoughts and your vibrations, and you really need to create that good, positive vibration in your subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is our it's our biggest stumbling block for all of us. And stuff happens, but you know something? Stuff happens to everyone all the time, and you're not special if something happens to you. Sometimes we have different lessons we have to learn, but you know those people that are successful. They're not just lucky, they're persistent, they're passionate, they have a purpose, and they do achieve their ideal life, and that's just the way it is. So hopefully we can just keep doing these things. But remember, be grateful. Be grateful, be peaceful, let it go, don't get frustrated. Be your best. Always do your best. I'm kind of just going to check out a little today. I know this is Timeless Truths. Just kind of hanging here. It's beautiful out, and I got some stuff to do in the garden. You are the master of your fate, captain of your soul. Faith is the basis of all miracles and all mysteries, which cannot be analyzed. All impulses of thought have a tendency to clothe themselves in their physical equivalent. So what are your impulses? What are your thoughts? Desire can be transmutated into your physical equivalent. So there are no limitations to the grind except those we acknowledge. And both poverty and riches are the offspring of thought. If you fill your mind with fear, doubt, and unbelief, and your ability to connect with and use these forces of infinite intelligence, the law of auto-suggestion will take this spirit of unbelief and use it as a pattern by which your subconscious mind will translate it into its physical equivalent. You know, I'm a Bible-believing Christian. I've said it before. And I'll tell you, in my office, I have Philippians 4:13, and it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So, that is something I have said it on this show before ad nauseum. You know what? I've taken down wallpaper. I've run campaigns. I have run businesses. And whenever I get totally engaged and totally plugged in, remember, you got to be plugged in, tuned in, turned on to really, you know, got to tap into your source. And I do believe our creator is our source. And our creator makes us more creative. So just keep, tuning in. Tune into the show again. I'll do another show here. I don't know how long we're gonna go here today. We're gonna do a quick music break. So kind of if you're not, you know, go get yourself some water. I'm gonna go get myself some water. But go ahead and start meditating on your masterpiece and what you want to manifest, and start listening to some beautiful music. And I'll be back in a minute or so. Okay, bye. So, not leaving yet. Be back in a couple minutes. Listen to music, meditate. Breathe in. Breathe out. Clear your mind. Yourself. Getting yet. That's just great. Do you feel refreshed and energized? So, do you feel a good vibe? You know, we've been doing this show for, I don't know how many years now. I've been on the radio since 2009. So, it's been 8 years. And I'm blessed. I've been on Trust Your Radio, done blog talk many times. But I really believe the best work is to help each other and to reiterate these principles. And remember, our subconscious mind is the mind plus emotion. And emotion is the language of our soul, of that subconscious mind. So if we really want to manifest, we have to put emotion to what we want. And I'm not saying, you know, be an emotional basket case. You know, there's too much of that. But in order to communicate with anything, we have to use that language. So, you know, dwelling on the negative is not going to create positive. And that is my, you know, new thing now. Just not ruminating or thinking about, you know, watching the news is just, it's more and more, and I don't want to use the word depressing, it's just more and more misinformation, and it's negative energy. It's just negative energy. It's like a crisis a day. And, you know, I believe in the American spirit. I believe in freedom. I believe in liberty. I believe in less government, less bureaucracy. I believe in more individual accountability and more individualism. Yes, we are here to love each other. We are here to be peaceful. We may not agree, and it's okay to use our First Amendment and go protest something. But when you're wearing masks and you're violating other people's personal property, when is the mainstream media going to go ahead and project the truth? And the mainstream media keeps feeding all the negatives, and they don't ever talk about the positive. So here on Real Truth Talk Radio, of Blog Talk Radio, we want to awaken America to empowerment. This is a great awakening for all of us. And I'm really trying to figure out how to merge the political experience that I had, which I hate saying it was political, but obviously I was in the political realm, where it's principles and purpose and passion. Because I got into the deal because of the principles of liberty, the principles of liberty. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The word pursuit, that's the operative word. And, you know, it's not the guarantee of happiness. It's not the pursuit of free stuff. I mean, you know, it's the pursuit of happiness. In other words, it's creating your ideal life. That's the American promise, and that's the American dream. So, you know, I'm just really kind of trying to transform this show into something that's solutions-driven for all of this tumultuous talking points that we see in the mainstream media. And you know, if you're a life coach, or if you have a great story of the American dream, or you want to create your own American dream, if you need some online coaching, maybe we can help others. So call me at 646-787-1584. You know, it's just all good. Hopefully that this stuff will just keep getting bigger and better. And I really want to go ahead and I want to go ahead and do my fair share as a human being to help others. So, you know, we want to be a source for hope and conscious solutions for these tumultuous transitional times. We are in a transitional time right now, and there's just way too much uncontrolled uncertainty and doubt and fear, too much media manipulation. I mean, propaganda is at its height. So we want to be your source to help you create your ideal life and to awaken consciousness and to help to inspire you and really talk about timeless truths and just go from this transition time to real transformation, because transformation is bigger than change. It's deeper than change. Transformative change lasts forever. Just change could be for a moment. So hopefully you've enjoyed this session. of Awaken to Empowerment. This is Carol Ann Parisi. Going to play a little Peace of Mind of Boston, and I'm going to check out a little early today. I had the show scheduled for 45 minutes, but we'll deep dive next time a little more. You make it a great day. Create your ideal life. Thank you for joining me. Love you. Peace, love, and freedom. Bye-bye.